1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Can you put him on hold for just a minute? Then I'm going to talk to him. I got a problem right now, and I hope that this is the worst thing. Every time this happens to me, it upsets me, so if you will bear with me. I am trying to get into a show, and a problem behind the scenes has surfaced itself. So please, is he there? Let me just tell you guys this. This is not the way I like to start a show. It certainly isn't the way that I want to get into a Friday. We have an associate producer on this program that we have been looking for the last 3 hours. Now, I will give you a sense of what that's like. If you have children and one is... Well, he's not like he's my kid, but you know the urgency of, say, you have a child that you haven't had any contact with for 3 hours and you don't know where they are, that kind of fear that you have. Well, you can sort of ratchet that down a couple of levels, but it's the same thing. We had no idea where he was. Is he on the phone, Mike, or not? All right, I'm going to try and not be angry, and that's going to be a feat. I got to talk to him on the air, man. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do, but I have to talk to him on the air. Jeff?
Yeah. What?
Okay, question. Where were you, brother?
I talked about it to Mike 2 days ago. I left a message on his machine, too.
What message did you leave on his machine? You haven't... You're supposed to... Do you work for me?
Phil, I talked about it with Mike. I left a message on his...
Do you work for me? Do you work for me?
Yeah, I work for you, man. But first of all, I heard you just say you were not going to get mad or nothing.
Okay, I'm not going to get mad or anything. You work for me, right?
Yes, I do.
What do you do here?
I'm associate producer.
Okay, so that means you're here when we start prepping the show at what time?
Okay, can I explain something to you? Because I, you know...
Did he talk to you, Mike? Was there a message on your machine? Mike says that there was a message from you, but it wasn't anything about you not being here.
I called him up. I said, Dennis DeYoung's birthday is on Sunday. Okay?
You called him up and you said, Dennis DeYoung's birthday is on Sunday. Who's he? Who's Dennis DeYoung?
Dennis DeYoung is the lead singer of the best band that's probably ever been in rock and roll. Okay? And...
What band?
Okay. I'm really, really upset right now, man, so I'm trying to...
What band? Who is he?
You were a disc jockey in the 1970s because you told me about when you worked at K-West and stations like that. And isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay, you don't know Dennis DeYoung.
Is that the guy from Styx, Mike? Is that Styx?
Yes, that is the lead singer of Styx, which in my opinion and in the opinion of probably very many, many other people, is one of the seminal bands of the 70s. I called Mike up 2 days ago. I told him that it was Dennis DeYoung's birthday. You know.
Okay, look, man, I don't want to be angry at you, okay?
Well, I mean, you're busting on me. You're busting on me on the air. You're talking to me about all this. You know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying you ought to be sorry, but you're busting down on me, and it's Dennis DeYoung's birthday on Sunday. You know,
look, here's the question that I have for you, and I didn't want to do this on the air, but we've been looking for you for 3 hours.
I called Mike up. I left a message on his machine, too. I talked to Taylor earlier in the week.
What did you say to him? It's Dennis DeYoung's birthday?
Yeah, and he looks at me. He goes, that's radical, you know, and so I thought he knew.
Knew what, man? Are you taking the day off because it's Dennis DeYoung's birthday? Is that what I'm getting here? Is that what he's saying, Mike?
I told Mike about it.
Did you tell Mike you were taking the day off because Dennis DeYoung of Styx is having a birthday?
When I first took the job, when you had me hired on and I took the job, I told you that I was a major, major, major Styx fan, and I was a major, major, major fan of Dennis DeYoung. And you also said to me that it...
What has this got to do with you taking time off?
You said to me that you get personal days, and we also have sick days, too. Okay?
Well, are you taking a personal day today?
No, I'm not. I'm not taking a...
Are you taking a sick day?
I do not believe that I am. No, sir. This is a paid holiday. And I talked to Craig, too, and I talked to Tim Kelly. And
did those guys tell you you could take a paid holiday today?
They indicated as such, yeah. You're pissed, I know, aren't you, man?
Yeah, man, I am.
Okay, I mean, I think it's probably you should talk to me about it. Let it out.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doc.
Well,
you got to call me, man. That's what a professional does. He calls.
I don't have to call if I make you aware of how good I like them. And that's what you said.
Make me aware of how good you like them? So, in other words, you don't have to come into work because you're a Dennis DeYoung fan of Styx, and you are taking the day off to celebrate his birthday.
Okay. Let me explain it on this level. All of the people that are, as long as you're busting on me on the air, all the people that are listening to you right now know that Styx is probably the most awesomest of all of the bands that came out in the 70s, and that includes Queen, The Almonds, Zeppelin, Kansas, I mean, Foreigner, which is one of the most radically good bands.
Jesus.
Well, okay, man. You know, I don't care. You don't have to like them, man. I like them.
Yeah, two of the worst bands I've ever heard, Styx and Foreigner. And
well, you don't have to like them, man. I'm the one that would like them.
Yeah, but you're the guy that works for me, taking the day off, okay?
Well, I mean, that...
And his birthday's on Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah, he turns 54.
Why are we taking a day off, man?
3-day weekend.
Oh, it's because of the paid holiday? You know something? You're pissing me off. Pardon my language, folks. And I'm considering letting you go.
Even though I told you how good I like him.
Whatever, man. Just because you tell me you dig a band, it doesn't mean that I got to give you the day off. I'm supposed to intuit that somehow?
I don't understand.
Intuit.
I'm not familiar.
Am I supposed to figure it out, man, that you want the day off?
See, you're laughing now, man, because you know it's cool.
It's not cool. Hold on for a minute, okay?
Yeah, the other thing I want...
I got to do a talk show here. 1-800-449-8686. I think Styx, of all the days to take off... Did this kid tell you he loves Styx so much he was going to take Dennis DeYoung's birthday off? Was that what he was going to do? Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. That's the number to call our show. 1-800-449-8686. The kid's taking a paid holiday because of Dennis DeYoung and Styx. The only thing that I can do now, because he's completely butchered this first hour of my show, what do you want to do? Okay. I don't know where the kid is. Okay, Jeff?
Yeah?
Let me ask you a question here, man. Why is Styx so good?
Probably number one reason, Come Sail Away. Number two reason, Fooling Yourself. Number three reason, Renegade, man. I really felt...
Renegade?
Yeah.
That's the one that goes, oh, mama, I'm a fear. Have you got that CD? Let me have that.
No, I got it right here, man. I play it for you. This is the most awesomest tune. Okay. Of my life from the...
Don't sing it, man. Just let me hear it.
Okay. Oh, man, as it...
Don't sing it.
Let me get my sticks, man. Check this out, man. 1, 2, 3. Sing it to my sticks.
Okay, I don't want to hear this song, man, all right?
Hold on, man. You'll love it. Okay, check it out, man. 2, 3, 4. Yeah, the gang is back. The scissors out. Sing it to...
Call the cops. Call the police. I can't put the kid on the air. Is he stoned? You know, I had to hang up on him. Okay, here's the thing that I'm going to do. I'm going to really keep my temper about me, and I'm not going to get angry. You got him back, Mike? Tell him to turn that freaking thing down. Tell him to turn his CD player down. Jeffrey.
Yeah.
What'd you just do?
I'm sorry, man. I know it was that loud. You know, I so very deeply love them. I so very deeply love them.
Okay. I appreciate that you like sticks. Let me talk to, is this Elma?
Yes, it is.
Elma, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to...
Am I taking calls now, man?
Yeah, I'm talking to my listeners because you screwed up.
Hey, Jeffrey, chill out because I think you're in the wrong.
You are so wrong,
it's not funny.
How?
I have been a manager for over 10 years, and if you reported to me, I'd fire your ass right now.
Manager of
you have no reason.
You have no reason
to take a day off without prearranging that with your boss.
Are you familiar with sticks?
I am familiar with sticks.
Okay.
I'm 43 years old. Of course I am.
Check it out.
The love of a band or a dead singer or whatever, short of a death in your family, you really should not be making up excuses.
Okay, you manage a band, so that means you probably could understand me even better than Mr. Henry can, okay?
Absolutely
you,
not.
You manage
absolutely
group.
Not.
Don't you manage
absolutely
a group?
Not.
Don't you manage a rock band?
I have no empathy for your situation.
Don't you manage a rock
you
band?
You created this
you
problem.
Won't even give me. You won't even hear me.
What she got to hear?
I heard you talking to your employer.
I'm afraid for my life from the long arm of the law. Those words were written by Dennis DeYoung of Styx.
Wow. You've got the mentality of a 16-year-old. I don't understand why your employer keeps you on.
You know what? What's happening here, Jeff?
Well, what's happening here is I'm getting ganged up on by you and your old lady listeners, okay?
Oh, that's really nice.
Well, you get some grandma to call in and tell me all about it. Your listeners are very uncool.
All right, Elma, thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
Elma. Yeah, that's good, man.
Okay, look. Ain't about me and it ain't about my listener. I got to take a break. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This guy doesn't show up for work. 3 hours I got to call his house. 3 hours we're calling his car phone. Come to find out he's taking the day off because of Dennis DeYoung's birthday. He's a Stone Styx fan. Your favorite band is who? Radiohead? Craig? Would you take the day off if it was freaking Radiohead's birthday? Not. Mike thinks the Allman Brothers' sun rises and sets. Although he was thinking about Greg Allman dying today and what he'd do if that ever happened. But I think you'd show up for work. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Turn it off, man. Turn it off, man.
No, I just want you to hear how that...
Turn it off, man. I don't want to hear it right now, okay?
I'm sorry, but it's Dennis DeYoung.
I'll hang up on you.
Whatever, man. I mean, all I'm trying to do...
We can hear your music later on, okay? But I got to do the thing.
But the whole thing... Just one thing, man.
Go ahead. Turn it down.
Okay. A lot of the theme of the Styx's music is about. Check this out. This is. Okay, wait.
Never mind, man. Let me just go to a phone call, okay?
Wait a second. See,
turn it.
What?
You're bugging me. You've already got me bugged. Don't push your luck with me, man.
Oh. Okay, man. Okay, you know... I know what it is, man. You know, don't push your luck with me, man.
What, do you want to be a star now? You're giving me crap on the air?
Talk to you about it off the air, man.
You want to talk to me off the air?
I'll talk to you about it off the air. Take some phone calls.
Oh, yeah, you want to take some phone calls, don't you?
Hey, man, I'll talk to you about it off the air.
Here is Robert.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, man.
And Robert, hold on for a minute.
Yeah.
And don't take that threatening tone with me.
I'll talk to you about it off the air, man.
Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, You know, I mean, this is a business, man. You know, he's running a business
Dennis
here. Wait a minute. Hey. You know, you're working for him. And, you know, you just can't just arbitrarily take any day off you want. I'm in the military. Man, we do something like that. We go to prison.
You dudes rocked and rolled today against
Baghdad,
man.
No, you got to go with your bosses. You got to work with them. You know, you got a good job there.
Okay, let me ask you something, okay?
What?
Did you say you're liking the Marines or?
No, I'm in the Navy.
Okay.
I'm in the Navy. Now wait a minute.
So suppose, man, Dennis DeYoung's birthday. Don't you go to the Admiral and say you got to take it off?
No, that wouldn't be a good. No, you cannot do that, man. Hey.
Turn it down, man.
Wait a minute. Check this out. This is for you, Robert. Cause you.
No,
you
man. Hey. Hey, you cannot do that.
Go ahead.
Hey,
turn that on one more time and you're fired.
What?
Turn it on one more time without my permission, you're fired.
You know,
okay.
Hey, you guys got, you know, first of all, you're working, that's a great, you know, I mean you're
what?
You're an assistant manager, you know, like.
Who?
Or say, you're,
don't you?
You know, you got a good job there. You know what? Why are you wasting it? You know.
You're in the Navy, man? That
yes.
Song's called Come Sail Away, man. Check it out.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you got a good job there. I, you know, just by your attitude and the way you're acting makes me think when I get out of the military, I'm going to get a great job. Because I know I have the, you know, I have the not, you know,
what,
all that.
What are you doing in the Navy right now? You
I have the professionalism
shouldn't.
To go to my job and do my job.
Well, in the Navy, you got to on account of they'll put you in the what do they call it, the Navy? It's called like the brig?
Yeah, they can put me in a brig or basically they can kick me out too and bust me under dishonorable discharge. Now,
well,
spit it out.
Well, the only thing I'm asking you is because you're in the military, man, you gotta do what they say.
Wait,
oh, I
you
see.
You have to do what he says. He's your boss.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna be put in no prison on account of I not do it.
But you can be fired, man.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robert. You can be fired.
Well, I guess that's a chance I take.
Do you want this job?
Yes, I do.
You want the job?
Yes, I do.
Then don't you ever not call me.
I called.
Okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, man. Hey, Robert, thanks very much, okay?
All right,
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that, you know, you told Mike you love Dennis DeYoung, and he's supposed to translate that into day off. Here's Richard. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff, I just wanted to give a comment to Jeff.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Jeff, you know, it seems like you're a great guy. You're a cool, level-headed, you know, person.
Thanks.
But you got to keep it real. You got to keep it real and honest. You know, this guy, he's your boss. You're working for him. I don't care who.
Well, what about?
Well, hold on. I don't care who you like or what you like. You need to keep the respect level of knowing that he's your boss and that he is in charge of your days off.
Well,
it's just as simple as that. And if you don't have that concept and thought in mind, you're never going to make it anywhere in life. You're on the verge of losing your job because you're playing a damn song right now.
Okay, but all I'm saying is this. You know, with Dennis DeYoung wrote a lot of really good lyrics. Like, did you ever hear the tune, Are You Black?
Excuse me?
Are you black? Are you African?
I sure am.
Okay, then you probably didn't hear a lot of sticks because that was mostly for the white people. But
what do you mean for the white
people? I mean, they played
dude,
it only on the white people.
I know who Sticks is.
Okay, did you
I know who Sticks is. Yeah. You probably haven't heard a lot of Puff Daddy either, huh? But Puff Daddy's popular crowd is white.
Well,
that's how
I'm more
right
of a
now.
Classic rock fan myself, man. But check this out. In the song Sticks, he goes, Lady, from the moment
check this out. Jeffrey, who cares what he says?
What?
The bottom line is that you need to follow ordinance and policy
right.
of your employment.
Thank you, Richard,
that's
very
all
much.
It is.
And
Phil, can we have a moment of silence for Dennis DeYoung?
Why?
Because it's his birthday.
You do that when they die.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah. Thanks, Richard. 1-800-449, although I think he's dead. I'm sorry, Dennis, if you're listening, which you probably most assuredly are not. We love you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry. I'm having to take care of some business here, so I don't know. The fortunate aspect to all of this is that we've got people have called to actually talk to you, Jeff, about this. You know.
Well, it's not my job, I think, to get chewed out by anybody.
Well, I don't think it's your job to get chewed out by anybody other than me, but today we're making an exception since you didn't show up for work. Okay. Now I'm also giving you an opportunity to play your music.
The thing that I think is really profoundly disappointing, and the thing that I think is really, disappointing to me, is that this is Styx, which is one of the progressive bands of the 70s that I think really said a lot. And
just tell me what song you're going to play here.
Okay, this is a song called Grand Illusion, and it's all about how everything's just bull. You just go out, it's bull, man. And it's,
yeah, I get it. Okay, Grand Illusion.
Yeah, that's what this. So. Cool. Check out Chuck Panazzo's drumming.
Who?
Chuck Panazzo's drumming. Hey, I'm going to just play the sticks a little bit.
I can't hear you.
I'm going to play the sticks a little bit. I'm going to check it out. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. What? Oh. I messed it up, man. Hold on. Hold on, man. Hold on. Let me try again.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait!
What?
Don't play the song again, man. If you can't play the song right, if you can't count that down.
I blew it.
Yeah, you blew it. Do you know what I'm doing here? I'm freaking blowing an hour of my show with you.
I'm sorry.
You sorry? Sorry doesn't even begin.
I'm just saying, everybody make a big deal about John Lennon. Everybody says he's so cool. Why can't I think Dennis DeYoung is good?
You can think he's good, brother. Taking your day off from work, though, is what the thing that bothers me. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I would just like to say that, well, first of all, I'm a big fan of John Lennon. I wouldn't take his birthday off. And
yeah,
people
but
don't
do
even
you appreciate
off
what
birthdays.
John Lennon did?
People don't even take off birthdays
yeah,
for their spouses and children.
What?
People don't even take off birthdays for their spouses and children. Why would you do it for somebody in a
because
band?
Because I think they're significant. Well, how come we have President's Day?
Well, that's a little different.
No, it's not different. Okay.
Well, you know what? I have
President's
school
Day
on
is...
President's Day.
You got what?
I have school on President's Day, and
okay,
I'm still
well,
going to go.
Okay, well, people take work off on President's Day, but they don't take work off on their kid's birthday. So that.
Well, a lot of people take work off on their kid's birthday.
Yeah, but they don't get paid for it.
They take a personal day, and they get paid for it. Or they take a sick day.
So what you're telling me is what?
What I'm telling you is if you want to take Dennis DeYoung's birthday off, you don't mark it down as a paid holiday.
Dennis DeYoung is more a member of my family than anybody. He's an inspiration to me in everything. Why can't I do that? See, this music...
Are we going to hear this thing again?
Well, that dude in the Navy, man, didn't even understand. You know?
It's a song about sailing.
That's what I mean. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You don't even count that song down.
What? Turn it off.
Turn it off.
What?
You don't go 1, 2, 3, 4 in a tune like that. Rachel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
This is Rachel. I just wanted to say to Jeff, I personally know somebody from Black Sabbath as in a personal friend.
Oh, sure.
I wouldn't disgrace his memory or his birthday.
Yeah, sure. You met him, what, backstage once, something?
No, actually, I wasn't even a fan of him. But
well, so anybody can say anything.
Well, exactly.
Let's say that I am just a fan.
Huh? Let's just say that I am just a huge fan that hangs out backstage.
Okay.
I still would not disgrace the memory of his birthday or his memory by neglecting my own responsibilities.
Well, first of all, your
responsibility is work. And as for President's Day and people taking that off, people don't take that off. The thing is, that's a national holiday, and the actual places are closed.
I'm taking Dennis DeYoung's birthday off as a paid holiday, too.
It's not a holiday.
No, that's not a holiday, though.
Okay.
The President's Day, whether you agree with it or not, and whether you are a fan of the president or not, that's a recognized national holiday.
Well, I'd like to know where you're getting your information.
What are you talking about, man? Look at a calendar.
No, she says that I can't take Dennis DeYoung's birth.
Because it's not recognized.
I didn't say you can't take that off. I just say that you cannot expect that it would be a paid holiday when it's not a nationally recognized holiday.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about you.
No, we're not going to.
No, I want to answer one question.
What?
Okay.
You know Black Sabbath from where?
No, I know a member of
Black
Sabbath.
Okay, you know him from where? And if it has anything to do with Cess and a limousine, yeah, okay. Do you know them?
Never mind, Rachel. Don't answer him.
Not at all. I have never been in a limousine with a member of Black Sabbath.
Well, where do you know him from? They come into, like, the hardware store you work at?
Never mind, okay? You don't have to talk to him. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to give you one chance, and that's just one chance, to come into work today and to do your job if you can get here before we go off the air.
I'm technically working now.
How do you figure that?
I'm on your show. I'm taking...
That ain't working, okay? You ain't getting paid for that. Lee, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, I just want to tell this dude that he's totally irresponsible.
What band member do you know? Yeah.
You know what? I'm just as cool as you are, and I don't have to get into that. Responsibility is responsibility, and responsible people showed up for work the day that John Lennon died. And Dennis DeYoung's associate producer shows up for work when he's supposed to work, or his show wouldn't go on.
Wrong, lady, because people took the day off when John Lennon died.
Yeah, but they didn't take it off with the permission of their... Maybe they got the permission of their bosses. Did you ever think about getting my permission?
All I should have to say is Dennis DeYoung, and you should know I want his birthday off.
Dennis DeYoung is totally radical, just like you said.
Right.
I'm a Styx fan. I have to show up for work. If I ever said to my boss, I would call if I was going to blow off work, which is what you did. You blew off work.
Because
I would not give a lame excuse. I would say that somebody died, or my basement was flooded all the way to the ceiling, or some, you know, something that at least makes sense. You can't expect your boss to give you the day off because it's somebody's birthday.
Check this out.
And his birthday is not even today. It's Sunday.
I know, but I said I'm taking an extended weekend on it. Check it out.
I think that you're high.
I'm not high, man.
Oh, here, we're going to hear another song?
You sound like a bonehead to me. You don't sound like a responsible person. It doesn't sound like you can hold a job.
Ask Mr. Henry. I work on his show 2 days a week. Getting
Two days a week, and you can't handle showing up for when you're supposed to show up, or at least tell somebody in advance and ask permission for the day off.
I escorted...
That's called responsibility. That's called being a grown-up.
You know what I did?
You
know what I did? I escorted Bridget Fonda and Dwight Yoakam when they come to see the Henry Show. I went and got them in the lobby and showed them where the water...
You sound very self-involved, and I wish you luck in the world.
I showed them where the water was, and I showed...
Dennis DeYoung is not as self-involved as you are. He has to be responsible... to show up to put on his show. When he puts on his show, he cannot blow it off. If he blows it off, he has thousands of disappointed fans and producers.
You don't even know. I showed Bridget Fonda where the ladies' room was on the day that...
What does that have to do with blowing off your job, man?
What?
What does that have to do with blowing off your job?
Check this out. I'm lonely. Is that awesome or what? You dig it? Hey, Lee.
I wish you luck. You sound like you're about 16.
You know something?
Are you 16?
You know what? I don't even think you're a Styx fan. If you were, you'd be like, your panties would be flying off. All kinds.
Okay, man. That's way over the line.
Well, she said she dug them. Turn me on when I'm lonely. 2, 3, 4. Show me all my money. Hey, you there?
Phil, let me ask you a question.
You're fired, by the way.
What?
You're fired.
Phil. 1-800-449-8686. Is the chick still there?
Phil?
Phil Henry Show.
Phil, can I ask you a question?
Oh, my. and fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
This then is Styx.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
From the people that brought you Schindler's List.
Oh, Mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone.
From the people that brought you World War II. Now, Styx.
Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
From the people that brought you Auschwitz. Ah, never mind. Okay, so that whole scream there, too. See, what happens is, and it's not my... By the way, this is Phil Henry. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. And we've raised $104,431. $104,431 to be exact, with the sale of the best of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl. And we're very, very grateful to you for that. Now, I really believe that I need to talk about this a little bit because it's such a part of my life. When I was starting out in radio, it was the early 70s. And I have to tell you something. I don't think music was ever worse than in the 70s. It's a funny thing because so many people have so many fond memories, especially people my age, of that period, you know. The only good thing that happened in the 70s, in my opinion, was the movie Halloween. That was it. That was the high point. The high point. And then everything went into the toilet after that. But I could watch a film like that, relax. Just relax. For once in my life, relax to a nice, cool flick like Halloween. But the rest of it, the horror, was Styx. The fear that sent the blood flying from my nose, the late nights watching a figure just sort of furtively creeping by the window. That was all Styx and Foreigner and Journey. Now, what happened, seriously, is I started out as a disc jockey, got into what was called AOR radio, album rock radio. Okay, so, and the heyday of album rock radio was the 70s. That was when the Almonds and Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones and really all the bands were peaking at that time. The 80s saw the introduction of what we called skinny tie or big hair bands and really the beginning of the end for rock. And now the 90s, a lot of your blacks started coming into it. You know what I mean? And anyway, Lord, my mom whispers everything. And so in the 90s, there was all that black music, you know, that rap stuff. But... the 70s was tough for me, so I would play this music. I would, you know, hear it. You can hear it, right?
Oh, Mama.
Oh, shut up. You know, every hour, you know? And I would hear a group like Styx, and I would sit, I would analyze it. And what I heard was a band from Chicago trying to pose as Euro rockers. That's what these cats thought they were. They thought they were from England. That's the part that really drove me nuts. And then what they did was they would, have these puffed up tunes about, oh, Mama, I'm in fear of my life, come sail away. A lot of really floral, sophomoric, you know, English 101 lyrics, you know, about. Well, there you go. That was one of their lyrics. Hey! There you go. That was it. Climb aboard the starship. And you know what I'm talking about, okay? And I hated it, and I did everything in my life to reject it, and that's why I was a terrible, terrible disc jockey. 15 years I spent in rock music, and I was just terrible. And now I reach a point in my life where I understand exactly what they were doing. They were simply appealing to the most number of people that they could. It was a mass appeal thing. They were going after this like a 16-year-old male mentality. It's quasi-suicidal. It's, there's a kind of a Dungeons and Dragons thing happening. 16-year-old boys... are very much into fantasy, science fiction. They take their lives very seriously, although there isn't much of a life to take seriously. You know what I'm saying? So what do you do when you haven't lived long enough to take a life very seriously that you're taking seriously? You listen to Styx.
Man is putting an end to my running.
That's it. And you love songs like Mr. Roboto and Foreigner and all those bands. So anyway, I don't really put down Styx, and I understand that Dennis DeYoung is the lead singer of Styx is not a well man, and by that I don't mean that he's insane, because you immediately say that he's not well. People think he's chained to a bed in the attic someplace. He is apparently light sensitive, and that means that he can't travel because of extreme light will, what is it, set him off like an epileptic fit or something, Mike? You know, like a, there's a lesion on the brain. All of a sudden, I am making him sound crazy, aren't I? No, he's fine, other than the fact that he pitches over in public about five times a day and spits up on a sidewalk. Other than that, he's great. You know, he wandered into Woolworths holding up a crucifix and claiming he was Jesus, but that only happens, you know, very infrequently now. So it just takes a lot of his energy. So he's doing fine, and, you know, listen to me like I care. I do, but I hate your band, Dennis, and, you know. What other groups were really overblown like that? There were The Foreigner, there was Journey. I mean, some people would disagree. I think Led Zeppelin finally started thinking their own stuff didn't stink, and so they began to... I mean, if you ever saw The Song Remains the Same, did you see that film, Song Remains the Same? The concert footage, Mike? And there are individual fantasies that each band member has. And John Bonham, the drummer, he fantasizes that he's a drag racer. It's kind of cool. There's a lot of really cool drag strip stuff. They get to Robert Plant. He's on a horse with a sword, and he's climbing a freaking tower. It's just, but this is what Jethro, by the way, you're right. Mike put up on the screen, Jethro Tull blew just as hard as Styx. Well, you know, I saw them last, when was it, September that I went and saw Jethro Tull over at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and God bless those guys, they're just freaking old. And my wife was stunned. I took Maria to see Jethro Tull. And I saw Tull in 1970, and I saw him in 1968 at the Rose Palace in Pasadena when they just came over. Well, now it's years later. They've made their millions, but they insist on touring. And so they came out on stage. My wife, Maria, she doesn't know. I mean, Maria went to the Universal Amphitheater willingly to see Anne Murray in 1974. She willingly, nobody had to put a gun to her head. She said, I'm going to see Anne, and oh, my God, can we help? No, I'm fine. So, cut to, you know, 3 months ago, we go to the Universal Amphitheater, and Jethro Tull hits the stage, and Maria, I thought she was going to cry. She saw the lead guitarist, Martin Barr, who's, you know, 51, 52, going on 106, and she, oh, my God, what the hell, they haven't even started playing, what's wrong? Oh, well, look at that poor man. Poor man? You know, and they had two guys in the band that were like 25, 26 who looked bored to death. And I just, I don't know. What I don't recall is that weekend, because I think I went immediately home and just blotted everything else out until Monday. It was traumatic for me. And then King Crimson, thank you for that. Robert Fripp. I'll tell you one story about a guy named Robert Fripp. You don't know who he is. He was in a band called King Crimson, but he did a very cool thing once. He was appearing at Madame Wong's in Chinatown. And he came out after his first set to the crowd that was ringing around Madame Wong's to go, and he said, do not go see me play. This place sucks. They're ripping me off. Do not go in to see me play. And I was standing in line to see him. I go, Mr. Frippart, yeah, don't go to my show. Do not go to, I do not want you to see me. I suck. This place sucks. I was just about to tell you the same thing, sir. Goodbye. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.